Tadar, Megillas Esther, page 180, second column, new paragraph. Have a great day. Last thing Dal Rebbe was explaining, that when a person does a mitzvah, they bring down a much greater level of alakus than ishtalshlus, than the normally that creates the worlds, and that's the level of yavil of ushmalchus, to bring this level of malchus and the keser bereshe, and the crown which represents the level higher than the world that a person brings down through doing Torah mitzvahs. Okay, so he says, L'chein amar Hazal, therefore Chazal tell us, HaNeviim v'aksuv masidin libatul, that eventually Mashiach comes, Neviim and Ksuvim are not going to, are going to become nullified, and Megillas Esther v'alochis ain't asidin libatul. But Megillas Esther won't, and halochis. So obviously understood, that it doesn't mean, God forbid, it's going to not exist anymore, because Torah will never change. Torah is eternal. Torah is permanent. This, that the Yerushalmi says, that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to end up being nullified, it doesn't mean, God forbid, it won't exist. Because Torah, again, Torah is permanent. So what does it mean it's going to be bottled? It doesn't say it's not going to exist. It says it's going to be bottled, nullified. Meaning, it's going to be such a great revelation of Alukos when Mashiach comes, that the revelation of the prophets, in other words, like this, it's going to be such a great revelation of godliness that the revelations of the prophets is like the ray of the sun in the sun. Meaning, even though the ray of the sun, definitely in the sun, shines more bright, brighter than it does outside. But in the source, because of the greatness of the Ord, is going to become nullified compared to the Ord HaShemesh, which is the source of light. Like the analogy is, the Gemara says an expression, Shraga b'ti haramayhani. What does light help during the day? Take a candle. At night, it could be a very powerful candle or light, yeah? And it's going to light up the dark. But in the sunlight, it's worthless. Not because it's not light, because compared to the light of the sun, it's bottle. So the same thing, La'asilav is going to be such a gilui Mashiach that all the revelations of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to become nullified. What?
Could they do one analogy that before the electricity, you know, it was a lamp during the night. It was not shining too much, but the electricity, it's right now shining.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though, that the little light, not that it doesn't exist, it means compared to the big light, it's nothing. Everybody's going to see Elokus. So compared to that level, so obviously it's a given that when the Gemara says Nevi'im Ksuvim, or all the Chagim, are going to become nullified, it doesn't mean there won't be a Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. There won't be any Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Obviously, Torah is eternal. What it means is, compared to the Gilui of Mashiach, this revelation is not going to be so great. And yet, Al Zeh Amru, but yet, the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi says, Megillas Esther Loiti Batul. That Esther, Megillas Esther won't become love, which means, even though there's a super great revelation of Mashiach, Megillas Esther is so great, even then it's going to shine. What does it mean? Well, in Yin, Kihine, Ahmed Avzal, the Gemara says, Esther Minatayra Minayin, where do we find a hint of Megillas Esther in the Tatum? Dechziv, Anechi Hastir Aster Pone Bayemahu. So Gemara quotes the Pasuk that Hashem says, I will Hastir Aster, which is the same letters as Esther, but Hastir Aster means a double concealment. Shashchin, Mistater is Begolus, Bechin is Bayemahu. It says, Anechi hastir Hashem, Anechi is Hashem, will be concealed, meaning the Shechina will be concealed by Yemahu. Who is not by Yemazeh. Zeh means revelation. Who means distant. Pchinas Almin, this demon delay is Galion. Okay? Meaning like this. During the time of Galus, Alukus is concealed completely. Anechi hastir astir. And as the meaning is, not once hastir. Hastir astir. It's a double concealment. A concealment within a concealment. But lasid lovi, but lasid lovi. It doesn't say who. It says like this. Ba'amah bayemahu, meaning at that day which was golus, hine elakenu zek kivinulei, meaning shebchin is who. At the level of who, which is normally sus and concealed, is going to be bechina zeh. Va'amar b'yema hu, meaning, and that day of who, which is concealment, is going to be he'inei elokeinu zeh. And Chassidus explains, that pasuk doesn't only say one zeh, but it says again, zeh Hashem kivinu lei, double zeh. Is going to be Shubachina says Galos Kilu Lenaychach as if it's directly revealed. Sheyoyer Erein to Baruch Hamistatev Anelam, Bchinas Alman Steeman, that the level of godliness, which is so great, that normally cannot be revealed, it's too great for the worlds to handle. So that level is going to be revealed. Lias Bchinas Alman Begili VeAlman Diskal. But the level of Esther, which is hasted asted pane bayemahu, meaning afilu bechinas bayemahu, that even at the level of who, which is concealment, is going to be concealed. That means it's like you have like this: you have revelation, you have hidden, and then you have hidden even within the hidden, hasted asted, double concealment. Now. It's understood like this. The level of revelation normally now is the level of alukus that world can handle. Right? Therefore it can handle. Therefore, like we learned before, you don't cry. Why don't you cry? You can handle it. You don't cry. When there's a revelation of something above your seichel, you can't handle it, then you cry. Okay? So what's happening then? Then you reveal a level of godliness which is normally concealed. That means it's too great for the world to happen. And now you reveal it. But there's a level of Hashem that's so concealed, even in the concealment, it can't be concealed. I mean, it can't be revealed even in the concealment. That's the double concealment. That level will be revealed through Megillas Esther. So therefore, because Esther, Hastur, Ve'yemahu, and is going to be coming there, meaning even the level of Esther will be shining, Lasid Lavi, because that's a great level, that even the revelation of Mashiach is not going to conceal it. Which happened to be rabbinic.
It's the same.
Same concept.
Chanukah
too? Yeah. Right. Yeah, you got to get Chanukah gelt in presence. What do you mean? How can Chanukah stop?
But the Tisha B'Av.
Tisha B'Av is going to become Simcha.
Davcha
Yama Me'elu L'Sasim L'Simcha. Hinei L'Os L'Av Iksiv. I'm sorry, it went backwards. Fisher Shasha, why is Esther going to be revealed? Because Esther is the level of Stima D'Chol Stimin, hidden of all hiddens. That's what it says. Ochin ata kel mistatet. You are the God of mistatet that conceals in the earth, because they're godl ma'id. That's such a great revelation. Verav keichin so great. Shein lebit or kameziv hashemish b'shemish. It's not like the ray of the sun in the sun, which doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the sun. Erza ein aziv, because this revelation of Esther is not the revelation of a ray. It's more at Atzmi is the source of light. It's the sun itself. And the sun does shine when the sun shines. The chain halachis. Also the halachis, the Yishami says, Megillas Esther and halachis. What does halachis mean? That's the level of Mordechai. Okay, what's halacha? Halacha is Mordechai. Why? Because the Gemara also asks, where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? In fact, Gemara said, where's Haman in the Torah? Where's Mordechai in the Torah? Everybody's in the Torah. The Chsiv, it says in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Mordechai, umetagrimin, Mordechai. Mordechai is two words, Mordechai. Right? What does that mean? Mirish dar marid mira dachya, mirida shibamakim tahar. Mira is miridus, bitterness, mar, right? Shibamakim tahainu. Halacha shein dvar avaya, what the Alter Rebbe just explained. What did Alter Rebbe explain with mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are action. Yeah, the mitzvahs maisius, that's greater than Torah. He says, why? Because mitzvahs reveal a level of elukus into the world, which is makifim level. And therefore it comes down even in gashmiastika things, because the revelation is so much greater, because down here gashmias is concealed, which means it originates in a higher place. What comes into the level of bitterness, which is gashmias, gashmiasa lemaza, the coarseness and the mundane aspect of Eilam Hazeh, it comes into Trumas and Maisiris, yeah, even Dvarim B'Tameim, even impure things, like Shkotzim V'Namashim, like bugs and creepy things, Ashiv Dilanu Mehem, that Hashem separated us from them. So these, you're dealing with halacha that deals with the lowest of the low things. It deals with liars and swindlers and ganovim and the low lives. And that's what halacha deals with, liars. Yeah? And it deals with impure objects. Why? Because the source of the impure objects, the source of the liars and the ganovim, is obviously from a much greater place. So therefore, halacha is like the level of gilui of Esther, like the Alter Rebbe is greater than Torah. It's a revealing of the essence coming into the world. So he says, well, then, that's what it says. She shechadashim b'shem in amor. Right? When the girls went to Achashverosh, it said they did. She shechadashim b'shem in amor. V'she shechadashim b'psamim v'samru ke'anoshim. Right? 6 months they did the mor oil. And 6 months with psamim. What is mard? The level of shemin the bechinas chachmi lo ham lubesh bechinas meridus shein alochus shem lubeshes begashmis. He says like this: shemin hamard means shemin that comes into meridus. That's shemin hamard, shemin that comes into meridus. Shemin we learned is a higher level of chachmi lo shemin mishchas kedish, the highest of levels. And it comes down into the Meridus, which is the Dvarim Gashmiim, even Dvarim Asurim. So what's Shemin Amar? Shemin Amar represents the highest level of Elokus coming into the physical thing, which is what Halach is all about. You take the physical objects, Tmeim, Asurim, and you deal with it in Halach. So what are you revealing? A much deeper level of Elokus than other things does. And he says, in other words, what does the Pasuk say? How did the Neshama come back to the king in Gan Eden? So you need 6 months of Meridus. That means the Shemen comes into the Meridus. The highest levels of Elokus come into Meridus. And therefore you have this super great level. And therefore you're able to come to Gan Eden. And therefore he says like this, K'may Mirazal, Ashmi Shebalakan, V'talmudei B'yodei. It doesn't say V'talmudei B'meichai. B'yodei means it comes into Gashmias. The greatest level of Torah is like the Gemara says, Godel Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. The learning that comes into action is the greatest level of learning. It's the greatest level of learning. And this, that the halacha comes into gashmis, it's like the analogy of a torch that shines very far. Or chavis malaya, like a full filled up barrel, next page, that overflows, b'shefer ava otzum, in other words, like when you fill up a cup and you overflow it, so where's that overflow going? Into the garbage. Mm-hmm. It's going to go to waste.
What does it have to do with the
Mordechai? Mordechai is the Meridus. That's what he says. The merirus that comes into the place of kedusha, but that represents a higher level of gilui than the one. In other words, it's like the Gemara says, "Shaita asa l'rachim olav." The Gemara says it's forbidden to have pity on a shaita. On you have to be very careful the way you speak today. Mentally challenged people. Years ago, we had a different word for them, but it's also. But the Gemara says, "Shaita asa l'rachim olav." It's forbidden to have pity on him. So there's a chassidish shataych that says shaita. Also, you're bound l'rachim olav to have pity on him. Not forbidden, but you're bound. But the Razal, once the Rabbi Rashab's brother, Rabbi Zalman Aaron, said, "Look at the great rachmanis on the shaita." That even Torah says he can't have Rachmanis. So now you can imagine the great Rachmanis there is on the Shaita that even Torah says he can't have Rachmanis on him. So it's really a real big Rachmanis. That's a hidden in a hidden. Aster. And in other words, like this. B'cha when Elokus comes into Gashmias, it's hidden. When it comes into forbidden things, it's even more hidden. But what does that mean? If it's more hidden and more hidden, hidden within hidden, it originates from a super high place. And that level is revealed on Purim. That's why Chassidus explains. Why is the mitzvah on Purim Adolo Yoda? Like the Rebbe said, not simply to get drunk, but the concept of Adolo Yoda bein Arer Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. That means you reach a level of Lo Yoda, such a high level of elokus, that there is no difference between Arer Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Remember, we learned there's a level of Kedusha that Yaakov and Esav are brothers. It's the same level. There's no difference between Haman and Mordechai. Because that level of elokus, but that level of elokus is so super double hidden. And that level is going to be revealed by Megillas Esther and Halachas. And he says, "V'chein b'chinas heilada." Again, an ability to give birth ain't a bekotten. Like we learned, a kid can't give birth actually a godel until he becomes an adult. V'yichnasu b'meichem the godless, and then he gets this maturity of intellect. By days and it takes a bekeich lahele b'daimelay. Then he's able to give birth again. So that level is concealed until it becomes revealed. Kachine, the same way of these two mashalim, of the barrel and the kid, halochas hamlubashes begashmis. The halochas that come into gashmis, hainu, shabo mi'erdo avuka. They come from the torch, hami'ir l'rochik, that shines from the distance. Or mechavish in ismala kogadei sel, or a barrel that was overflowed. V'shefer ava'otz machinish balochutz, and that's why the Gemara says simin bracha. There's a minig in Shulchan Aruch that by Havdalah, you overflow. Because the Gemara says, ain't a bias, any house that you don't pour wine like water, doesn't see a bracha. So therefore it says in Shulchan Aruch, I mean we do it by every Kiddush. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, by Havdalah, you overflow the cup. Why? Because when it should is simin bracha. Va'ad rabba. This revelation that exists in Gashmias, moving Makar Harvishoshay, which is the Avuka Gdela, which is a great big torch that shines very far away. Hagam Shimoya Madlik and Nerbim Kame, Hoya Yemeo Yasimi Arabami Avuka Mirachik. Look how it says like this. If you have a torch, it's like the analogy of the midget and the giant. If you have a torch that shines far, and then you add a small candle to it, it's going to be even better because you still have more light now. But nevertheless, mi'achas shemei berachah meid al makom erva mukesh shegadol meiv avuka gdeila, but only the avuka is big, not the candle. It's like the famous question that we learned many times. The question is asked: the earlier generations of the Gemara, Tanoim, Amiroim, the Rishonim, the great Achreinim couldn't bring Mashiach. We're going to bring Mashiach. So the marshal given is there's a giant. A giant can see very far. Then you have a midget. The midget is a midget. But if you put the midget on top of the giant, then the midget can see further than the giant does. So he says, yeah, they're giants, we're midgets, but we're standing on their shoulders, meaning we're standing at all the avoida, all the kedusha they brought into the world, we're standing on, yeah, we're midgets. But we're standing on them, so we see much, much further away. Okay, skip the parentheses. V'chei Megillas Esther. Hagam she'nes she'purim ayim melubish b'derech ha'tav al p'yachas shvedesh. So he says, this explains another aspect. There are miracles that are open miracles. There are miracles that are in nature. Kriyas Yamsuf was an open miracle. Purim was called a nesem melubish b'teva. A miracle in Teva. Why? Okay, Achashverosh was the king. Esther was his wife. Mordechai was the Kissinger in his time. So everybody said, oh, it's a natural miracle that happened. It is. It worked through nature. Listen, the wife's life was in jeopardy. The guy wanted to kill the wife. The wife comes to the husband and says, honey, come on, he wants to kill me. So Achashverosh said, okay, I'm going to kill him. I mean, it's a nes. Of course, it's a big miracle, but it's a nes of melubish b'teva. So Chassidus explains a nes in nature is greater than a nes out of nature. Why? A miracle out of nature means you break nature. You break nature. That's all it is. Water flows, so Kriyas Yamsuf stopped the water, so it broke nature. Nature of water is to flow to stop the nature of water. But a nes in nature is two opposites. To combine two opposites, you need to be above both together. Otherwise, how can you combine nes and teva are opposites? Dark and light are opposites. Fire and water are opposites. You can't combine the two. You can't combine light and dark, because if it's dark, it's not light. If it's light, it's not dark. Each one has their own entity. Miracle is miracle. Nature is nature. So, okay, breaking nature means miracle is stronger than nature. It bullies it and it knocks it out. But here's a greater level. It's a combination of nes and teva together, which means it comes from a place of such a great place that miracle and nature are all the same. Hashem hu alekim. So therefore, it's even a greater miracle. So the concealment is because it's even a greater miracle. It's the concealment of the concealment. In other words, what the Rebbe is explaining now, everything in Purim makes sense. Esther, Aster, the Mordechai, the Halachas, and why what happened over there with Mordechai and Esther, Nesem Lubish Beteva, it's the level of Lo Yada, and therefore it's like Purim. Purim is also Gerol, lottery, Azazel, this, completely illogical. That's the concept of Hanechi, Hastir, Aster, Pana, and therefore Chazal say, Lo Asid Lave, Megillah Sestin Halacha is not going to stop. It's not going to become bottle. Not that everything will become bottle. It will be such a great revelation, those things won't exist. But Esther is so great, even then it's going to exist.